Welcome to Great Day Presents.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
Thank you.
In today's world, it's amazing how far we've traveled with technology and how little we accomplish when it comes to being in sync with God's plan. In the words of Pastor Anthony Payton,
in this culture in which we're living in, we have so much coming at us, so much information, and the very voice that we need to hear is the voice that is drowning out by all those other voices.
To make a difference, we must be discerning when God speaks. If we'll listen, God will speak to us in many ways to get our attention.
Have you ever heard a love song that set your spirit free? Have you ever watched a sunrise and felt you could not breathe? What if it's Him? What if it's God speaking?
Hi, this is Mandisa, reminding you that every day with Jesus is a great day.
C.S. Lewis writes, God whispers to us in our pleasure, but he shouts to us in our pain. Pain is God's megaphone to rouse a deaf world. And Jesus tells us, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Let's avoid undesirable consequences. Seek God's peace and listen to the voice.
As we travel the road of life, sometimes we may feel an invisible hand on our shoulder, or hear an almost imperceptible whisper in our ear. Some say it's angels who warn us. Others say it's our conscience calling us to account. Whatever form of communication he uses, one thing is clear. When God speaks, it's in our best interest to pay attention. We may not always see what lies ahead, but God knows.
Inside me, how could anyone feel so alone? Tears flow, pouring from my sorrow. No one here but me knows that I'm a hand on
Lord communicates with us in amazing ways, speaking to Moses from a burning bush, to Balaam through a donkey, to Mary and Joseph by an angel. Today, many receive God's Word via the Internet. The presentation of God's Word may have changed, but the message, regardless of the messenger, has remained timeless and true. Words to live by.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk. In this world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope.
All too often, our lives are hit by the storms of adversity. Building our lives on the Word of God is our greatest defense. Jesus put it this way, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash."
Build my world around hope. Build my world where there's mercy and grace. Build my world around love.
Thank you.
At the Indiana Dunes National Park, there's a 12-story high sandhill known as Mount Baldy. Before a 6-year-old boy was swallowed and nearly suffocated trying to scale it, people were allowed to climb it, or at least try. Making it to the top on sinking sand was difficult. Without a solid foundation, life can be much like Mount Baldy. Jesus warns us to build our lives on the rock, God's Word. Only then can we hope to overcome the setbacks from this world.
I can see the clouds rolling. I can feel the winds, they try to shake me. I will not be moved. My feet are on the rock. I can feel the waters rise. I can hear the howling lies that haunt me. Fear won't hold me now. My feet are on the rock. When I feel my heart about to break, I will cling to you.
Salvation, cornerstone of God.
As human beings, it seems no matter how much we have or how good it is, it's never enough. We're driven to seek more and better. The writer of Ecclesiastes warns us, "He who loves money shall never have enough." The foolishness of thinking that wealth brings happiness. Wise men and fools alike spend their lives scratching for food and never seem to get enough. Both have the same problem, yet the poor man, who is wise, lives a far better life. From Proverbs comes this advice, "Give me neither poverty nor riches. Give me just enough to satisfy my needs." Whether it's fame or fortune we crave, until we truly appreciate what we already have, it's never enough. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The words of Jesus. And he instructs us, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, and yet lose or forfeit his very self? What do we treasure? Is it precious just for the moment, or does it have eternal value?"
Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, I got no mule, I got no misery. The folk with plenty of plenty got a lock on the door. Fret, somebody's going to rob him while he out are making more. What for? I got no lock on the door, that's the way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor, that's okay with me, cause the things that I prize like the stars in the skies all are free. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, I got my song, gotta help 'em the whole day long. No use complaining, got my gal, got my Lord, got my
What is it we truly value? Usually, life, health, and wonderful relationships. Our greatest relationship is with Christ, and our greatest treasure is our salvation. As we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, we are rich beyond measure.
How rich I am since Jesus came my way. Redeem my soul and turn my night to day. How very rich, how very rich I am. Such peace and joy I never knew before, and countless blessings from His boundless store. How very rich I am. There's a greater glory in a sunset, a brighter twinkle in a star. There's much more promise in a rainbow, more music in a singing bird. By far, all things have changed. My eyes once blind can see. The whole wide world is now a symphony, and with all this, heaven is my destiny. How rich I am. And with all this, heaven is my destiny. How rich I
To quote Neil A. Maxwell, we should certainly count our blessings, but we should also make our blessings count. And in the words of John F. Kennedy, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. Are we committed to thankful living?
Some days we forget to look around us. Some days we can't see the joy that surrounds us. So caught up inside ourselves, we take when we should give. So for tonight, we pray for what we know can be, and on this day, we hope for what we still can't see. It's up to us. And even though we all can still do more, there's so much to be thankful for. Look beyond ourselves, there's so much sorrow. Way too late to say I'll cry tomorrow. Each of us must find the truth. We're so long overdue. So for tonight we pray. What we know can be, and every day we hope for. What we still can't see, it's up to us to be the change. And even though we all can still do more, so much to be thankful for. There is a place we're all connected. Each of us can find each other's love.
From the Apostle Paul, words of inspiration. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We think of blessings as coming from God. God, however, works through people. Bob Dylan puts it this way: may God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. Here's a similar wish, set to music.
May you always walk in sunshine, slumber warm when night winds blow. May you always live with laughter, for a smile becomes you so. May good fortune find your doorway, may the bluebird sing your song. May no trouble travel your way, may no worry stay too long. May your heartaches be forgotten, may no tears be spilled.
You've been listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder: with Jesus, every day's a great day.